Della Cheney started weaving her daughter's robe in early 2011. She had weaved about a quarter of it when she began to feel not right.
Something was wrong, but I didn't know. So I went to get my yearly test, and they found something abnormal.
Cheney was diagnosed with endometrial cancer. She stopped weaving and had to have surgery and chemotherapy. A year later, Cheney went back to the robe and started over. This meant undoing 14 inches of weaving, more than a year's worth of work. Cheney's daughter, Gail Cheney, explains why.
You don't want to have bad feelings in the robe. You don't want to be weaving while you're thinking bad things or in a bad place. So can you tell yourself, no, I want to start again? That's hard when you've gone down as far as she did when she took it back. In the midst of all her challenges, she held herself to a very high standard.
Gail was in the process of getting her PhD in leadership and change from Antioch University, a program focused on bringing about change in workplaces and communities. She was also the human resources director at Sea Alaska Corporation, a position she still holds. Her dissertation explored the future of Native values at an Alaska Native corporation. Gail says Sea Alaska has been working on integrating Native values at a corporate level for the past few years. She uses Ha'ani, meaning our land, as an example.
We have a sense of what Ha'ani means at a community level, subsistence, maintaining our resources. What does that mean at a corporate level? Perhaps it means figuring out sustainable uses, because we do need to use our land, but we need to use it in a way that it's there for our future generations and for everyone's use.
Cheney's challenge was to show change in leadership in her weaving. She had to work with shapes like rectangles, triangles, and squares, which is characteristic of raven's tail weaving.
So I chose to do the pattern called the flying geese pattern to show the change with the geese arriving in the spring and leaving in the fall, and how the leadership changes when they're flying in a flock. They take turns leading.
The robe shows three rows of geese changing direction, flying right and left, then right again. The prominent colors are red and white.
The red color shows the power of change, and the white color shows the integrity that needs to be followed in order for change to happen.
On the bottom of the robe is a block design that Cheney calls all of our ancestors. It's the foundation of the robe.
That's where our life started, was from our ancestors.
The block also represents loss.
We had four of our family members pass away with cancer in the time I started the robe to the end.
For Cheney, no evidence of cancer remains. She says weaving is a form of art therapy and helped her through the process of being okay again.
There's all that healing that goes on because of that long, repetitive movement that you have across the 60-inch robe going over and under. Each row is a long ways across, maybe 45 minutes to get across. And what do you think about during that time besides the pattern? Really is a healing time.
On the top of the robe, Cheney weaved the words Cakes Kwan in big, bold letters, which is Tlingit for their home village of Cake. This was Gail's idea.
She has grown up with this love from our family and Cake. So every time she wraps the robe around her, she is getting a hug from her family.
After 7 years of studying, Gail received her PhD this past February and had the graduation ceremony in Cake to thank the community. It took her mother 3 years to finish the robe. In the final year, she brought the loom wherever she went. She weaved in Juneau and Cake and even brought it to Anchorage. Gail says the robe represents journeys they both finished.
When I look at this, I think I'm done. I'm really done. You know, I still have a lot of work to do, but the piece that's kind of been nagging at me for 7 years, the weight's gone. So it's nice to see it finished. I think she feels the same. Oh, thank God I'm done.
Cheney says the robe will outlive both of them. In 500 years, the robe will continue to tell their woven stories of leadership and change. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.